Blog Talk Radio.
This, no, that's not COVID, but this, .net Radio. You know, once in a while you get to report a very sad story, and this is one of those once in a whiles. On behalf of Romeo Hill, Josh Lifto, and myself, we at RightWingMedia.net and our allied radio shows were saddened to announce the tragic stories regarding the death of three journalists covering the Russia-Ukraine war. Pierre Zakharovsky was a video journalist with Fox News who set up his own news, constructed, edited, and dutifully delivered them to his network. In a statement, Jay Wald of Fox News expressed his professional grief by stating to Yahoo News that Pierre was a constant in all our international coverage. I, like countless others, always felt an extra when arriving on the scene and seeing him with camera. And additionally, according to the Yahoo News report, Zakharovsky also played a key role in getting our Afghan freelance associates and their families out of the country after the U.S. withdrawal. Also tragically killed was 24-year-old Ukraine Alexandra Sasha Kushchainova, a translator and news consultant for Zakharovsky and Fox News correspondent John Hall. Hall has been hospitalized with a serious but non-fatal injury attack. Over the weekend, American filmmaker Brent Renaud was also killed. Renaud was working on a video project for Time magazine with Juan Arredondo, another U.S. journalist, when their vehicle came under attack. Arredondo survived, but the 50-year-old Renaud was killed. Renaud was a respected, award-winning journalist and academic. Respected, compassionate thoughts and prayers go out to our brothers and sisters in the media who have been taken from us. Words alone cannot explain how we feel such tragedy. And there will be more as RightWingMedia.net Radio continues. Ukraine. The option seems on the table, but it could fall off about Ukraine being neutral. Wouldn't that be a thorn in the side of President Putin? Also, some other stories you can see at rightwingmedia.net. You can see the complete over 2-hour address by Vladimir Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, and its entirety with translation on, and this was Visit and House. Also, PBS News 15th, yesterday, additional surprising things going on in the Ukraine. Also, surprising, the White House is trying to the media to distribute false information. Really? You think? But you can go to media.net to find out what that information we've been asked to distribute might be. According to Fox News, Ukrainian police officer implores a correspondent in the news to tell America what Russians did to yet another journalist. And also, and here is something that Romeo Hill and I talked about. You can visit Romeo Hill's show, by the way, from yesterday by going to rightwingmedia.net and clicking on the link. or you can also visit a variety of sources, some radio, Acast, Podchaser, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Player FM that feature his and our shows. But we were discussing an interesting idea. Yahoo News, the first to float this. A Ukrainian mayor been heralded by many as being ultranational. And this makes you potentially an inadvertent victim of a clever international Putin hack job. And again, we discussed that yesterday. According to the Associated Press, Russian airstrike hits base in western Ukraine, killing 35 near Poland. As this becomes a potential, Yahoo News continues the reporting by saying Putin is lashing out, according to a U.S. advisor describing the western Ukraine missile strike. Yes, we did discuss last week that we think there's a screw or two potentially loose with President Putin. According to Fox News, they agree. Reported arrest of Russian intel officials shows frustration at the process and progress of the Ukraine invasion. However, we are seeing on YouTube another video we have at rightwingmedia.net, satellite view of the war around Kiev. Not very good. What's also not good, according to The Week, it is a matter of shock and awe with an unprecedented financial conflict, making us wonder how in heaven's name Russia gets to stay financially afloat. And, of course, the Associated Press warned that the White House believes Russia might use chemical weapons in the Ukraine. And this, of course, on the tails of Market Watch, indicating Ukraine is calling for a ceasefire for urgent Chernobyl repairs after the plant's been knocked off grid. That has that situation stable. And while you're also at it, be sure to check net. We have a link that is very important. Not only a special PDF we put together, how to survive a nuclear blast, but also how to survive a chemical attack. And with tomorrow coming up as St. Paddy's Day, we have a little fun Irish music coming up for you. You know, one gentleman who's Irish, and I don't think a lot of people would want to claim him right now, is president. And we couldn't resist finding a link that is able to be put up on web that says, I did that. And of course, another video, or not video, but another picture of very high gas prices. Yes, I did that after shutting down the pipeline. President Biden, thank you so much for those high gas price. We appreciate you so little. I mean, so much. Also, some other things going on. Since this is St. Paddy's Day tomorrow, but spring break in progress, and you need to know that perhaps you want to use that mask a little longer. Don't put it away. According to CBS News and other sources, the BA.2 sublineage of the Omicron variant now makes up nearly a quarter of nationwide. And originally, just a few days ago, it was in Europe. Now it's here. And at this point, be very, very careful with crowds and spring break, because not everybody got their infection, their inoculation. also, let's see, what else is going on? Well, from rightwingmedia.net, those of you who are very conservative will be pleased to hear this. According to The Hill, Alabama, Georgia, and 20 other states, by the way, including Arkansas, Iowa, Montana, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah as of late, in getting rid of concealed carry permits, making it easier to possess a handgun. That could come in handy if Russia decides to come over here. The another thing that we needed to mention, by the way, is that this show will be, and it is, open phones units. If you are listening on the internet, go ahead and give us a call, 516-666-9806. And you can hear us not only a little bit better, but you can even talk if you want. And we will talk right after this more. Let's not do that one. Let's do this one. Oh, that's nice and peppy. By the way, in case you guys are curious, Miam Bialik and also Ken Richardson, I believe, are fighting it out to do Jeopardy. It seems everybody really likes Ken TV show, but they're not too thrilled with Miam making changes in things. Let's see what else is going on at this point. Jesse Smollett, according to Fox, is, about 5 minutes ago, is live. His lawyers and brother holding a news conference. He has been accused of a fake hate crime. As some of you recall, I don't even want to go into the story because it is so old that, you know, it just gets so tiresome, especially when an actor from an all-black TV show that's actually quite good from what I've seen of it has basically sullied the genre indirectly and made a fool of himself and people of color. It's just deplorable. So I guess that makes the deplorable. Kidding. And, okay, by the way, it is still DEFCON 3. You can see that at rightwingmedia.net, which, for those of you curious people that you may be, that's an increase in force readiness above that, which is required for normal readiness. In other words, the Air Force is ready to mobilize, and so in case Putin goes really nuts. Sorry, the studio dogs are barking. In fact, the reason why we have the dogs for a variety of reasons is things like this happened. According to Tim Poole, a really great Tier 2 journalist, Bomb Squad was sent over to the Timcast studios. I was going to say Bomb Scott. Hopefully I don't bomb. But anyway, good luck to Tim. This has happened several times, and it's no fun when that happens. By the way, just wanted to mention, we touched on earlier the Associated Press story about White House warning that Russia may use chemical weapons in the Ukraine. The reason why we put that PDF that we put together for how to survive a chemical attack on rightwingmedia.net is if it does happen to that corner of the world, it's not a corner of the world, it's, pardon the pun, a global world. And people with hypersensitive to some of those noxious chemicals that could come out will probably want to be extra vigilant, especially if you are in Eastern and Central Europe. Now let's go ahead and give you something funny to laugh at, which we did on Romeo's show the other day. The oh yeah, the evil very evil. No, that wasn't Putin, but it sounded like him. And what we're going to do is look at some more things going on, courtesy Yahoo.com. According to the Daily Beast, Chris Cuomo throws his bestie Don Lemon under the bus of CNN cash. By the way, according to Yahoo Celebrity, Cuomo is demanding $125 million from CNN for unlawful firing, and apparently making it easy on Don. What a pity. Again, to recap what we found out just moments ago, according to MarketWatch, that's hard to say, especially when you are having some American whiskey and in celebration, naturally, of St. Patty's Day. In fact, let me take a sip right now. And by the way, we're not entirely under FCC requirements, so I can drink the transmitter, the satellite, or anything like that directly. Although that would be really fun. I'd see if I could reverse engineer things and have, I don't know, maybe I could get a look at I don't mean necessarily. And let's see, what else is going? Oh, this is kind of funny. According to Reuters, Abramovich flies into Moscow. Sounds like a joke set. And Abramovich goes. Anyway, this is the Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich. Jetted into Moscow on Tuesday as the Spanish government seized more assets from Russia's rich and EU-banned exports of caviar and luxury goods. Like the this guy, journalist, Robin Leach, had a TV show, The Secrets of the Rich and Famous or whatever. Lifestyle, yeah, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Maybe we could have Russia's rich and EU banned. Russia's rich and European Union banned. That might be a cool show. Don't know. But this is cool. Business Insider, same type of a helicopter linked to a Russian Ogli and his mega yacht, as well as 17 private jets, have had their registration struck off by the low-tax haven favored by the super rich. And apparently, oh yeah, it's Roman. It's the Isle of Man. This is one of those places where, unlike Switzerland, is very discreet and doesn't tell government and so on, invest hardly ever about who has money there. You can register your company there, your property there, and they just kind of look the other way as long as you keep paying them the appropriate fees. You wouldn't keep paying them anything, would you? And so, kind of amazing. They're rich. And EU banned. I really like that. We're going to have to do a fake TV show about that. Lifestyles of the Rich and EU banned, you know, in Russia. And it could be really funny. But again, it's not funny. I really have to be funny because we were getting to the point of, and I think we're going to do it probably tonight, from memorialbracelets.com. They actually now have a Ukraine band customized by category. This is, it's not a commercial, right? You know, we're just going, okay, let's tell you about this. Memorial Bracelets. Let's look this up. Oh, wow. It looks like they're already starting to roll out the generic. So be sure to check those out. We're going to, if it does come out, stick that on not only our wrist, but also on our webs. So that is something that looks studly. But the darn thing about Memorial bracelets, they mean a lot, especially when you bend your wrist. And they just get to be a little naggingly uncomfortable, and they should really be something to look at. Point. And we'll have more about that later. There's also GoFundMe.com, a fundraiser by Jonathan Litzau, the Ukraine Relief Prayer Bracelets. Stand with Ukraine from Ubuntu Life. also got to mention while we're at it, and we hope to have it on the website sometime soon, but there are charities that are hoping to help support the issue. For example, CRS.org is one of them. TICVALDESA.org, another one, the Emergency Assistance Fund. Give.NovaCrane.org. Samaritan's Purse. In fact, according to CNBC, some of the top-rated charities of the International Order of the Red Cross, UNICEF, International Medical Corps, Heart to Heart International, sounds like a TV show, Mercy Corps, World Vision, America Cares, Project Cure, World Vision, excuse me, MAP International, Heart to Heart of USA, MedShare, Direct Relief, Project Hope, Operation USA, Non-Medical Supplies, Operation America, Matthew 25, Ministries, MedShare, International Relief Teams, World Hope, Project Hope, American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee, Operation Blessing International, Global Giving, Action Aid USA, UNICEF USA, Save the Development, Catholic World Hope Organization, XO. A lot of those are also doing water, sanitation, and hygiene, emergency housing. That also, under that category, includes A Chance in Life, the Islamic Relief USA, Catholic Relief Services, who are some of the other agencies. But, I mean, you can literally go to the internet and look up Ukraine plus charity, Ukraine plus anything. And here, rather I should say, you're hearing me, but you can see various agencies that want to coordinate and help give people to help them see what is going on and to help them be safer. Let's go ahead and take a musical break, and this will be an interesting one, and this one I think will be good. It's a motivational and inspiring piano piece. And of course, we're talking about the various cities around the world who are trying to help out, as are we trying to do what we can as well. And again, it's very awkward because we don't want to be taking sides per se, except that has got a problem. The Putin problem next on rightwingmedia.net. But he does have some problems. And, well, you know, we need to take care of it. And let's see, let me look at some of the others for you. A good one you may want to take a look at. Here's one, navigate through it. Perfect because of the name, charitynavigator.org, highly rated charities involved in humanitarian relief, recovery, and peace-building efforts, including medical services and so on. It's amazing. I was looking at PBS earlier this evening, and there was a story that some of the neighboring countries in that area to Russia and so on, such as Afghanistan, ironically enough, which was hostile to us a while back, is having problems with some of its supply chains because of the war. And they had this one father who had to buy medical supplies for a child who was in a hospital because the hospital could not get that particular supplies. Presumably, it was in the, what do you call that thing? I don't want to say in the stream of action, but in the line of fire, but kind of. Now, to give you an idea, problem, how big it could be, Ukraine is not just on the eastern part of Russia. Just west of it, you have Poland, Slovakia, Czechia, Austria, Hungary, Romania. A little farther west, you have Germany and France, then the UK. What becomes very important is we don't want this to get into a war that is international. So if you feel that Biden is messing up any more than he already has been, email him And you can actually do that. Email President Biden. How do you do that? Well, he has his own website, whitehouse.gov/contact/. And you can actually say to the president whatever you want to say, including, but that is very, very, this international debacle continues. Let's go ahead and take another quick musical break. This one is Inspiring Epic Dubs. That was kind of neat. You know, took you up and then slammed you down. Or I don't know if that was our edit of it, but hopefully you won't be slammed down too badly. Let's see. Let's go over to YouTube and see what's going on there. There we go. And some of the news stories going on here. Right Side Broadcasting Network, Praying for America with Father Frank Pavone. I think we can... this is kind of ironic. They had that TV show, Thunderbirds or Go. Well, Shout Factory put out season one, episode one, Ring of Fire. And the Thunderbirds are marionettes. Yeah. Go figure. Maybe we, you know, need them or the other marionette movie, America Force or something like that, to stop all the crazy in Russia. And let's see what else is running there. You know, it's amazing when you can get all this stuff on the internet and look at the strange things and find out so much that's going on from different perspectives. Oh, by the way, speaking of different perspectives, Hailey Bieber, she had a little tumor she got taken care of, little brain tumor apparently. She's doing better. Congratulations, Hailey. Glad you got coming out okay from that. Also, this week in the COVID test, Dr. Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz suggests you would give up Senate security clearances to keep Turkish dual citizens. I don't understand what that even means, but, you know, I mean, it makes about as much sense as the very wealthy Roman Abramovich in the VIP lounge in the airport in Israel, picking up who knows what, according to the insight. And also, oh, this is according to CBS News, a close-up look at the U.S. air defenses near Ukraine. I don't think we'll put that on the website. We don't want to help out the people in Russia, do we? No. Here's another bit of music for you. This is kind of cool. We get to play disc jockey as well as news geek. This is called Abstract Glitch. Oh, that is neat. According to Associated Press and a lot of other people, President Biden is calling Vladimir Putin a war criminal. Duh, about time. But then he did it, you know. So those are some of the things going on, and we will tell you about those and more at rightwingmedia.net. And a nice, pleasantly little short show. And we will catch you later.